You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, you may or may not have heard about the changes to the elections bill. One of the headlines was the need to bring voter ID in further elections. But there are changes to the bill that directly affect blind and partially sighted voters. And here to tell us more about the changes are Sophie Dodgen and Amy Craddock from the RNIB campaigns team. Thank you both for joining me. So, first of all, can we talk about the changes to the bill? So, what will actually be changing in this bill, first of all?
So, there are a couple of changes that we're really concerned about. So, under the current law, the government is required to set out a UK-wide solution to support blind and partially sighted voters to cast their vote without the need for any assistance from polling station staff or a companion. But in the proposed wording of the election bill, rather than the government specifying what support needs to be provided at polling stations, it would be decided by returning officers, who are the people who work for the council and are in charge of overseeing the elections. So the proposed wording in the election bill also takes out the wording without any need for assistance when referring to what equipment should be available for blind and partially sighted voters. So instead, there is more general language, such as the requirement to provide equipment that is reasonable or to either enable people to vote or make it easier for somebody to vote.
And RNIB are opposed to this bill because they feel it could affect the right of blind and partially sighted people to vote independently and secretly. Can you tell us a little bit about why RNIB are opposed to this change?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really opposed to these changes. As the current wording in the elections bill weakens the protections for an independent vote for blind and partially sighted people. So if individual returning officers, so they're the people who run the elections, can make the decision on what should be provided at polling stations instead of the government, this really could create a postcode lottery provision and will create a lot of uncertainty, as blind and partially sighted voters won't know what to expect at their individual polling stations. And they won't know what they're entitled to, what support they're entitled to.
So it would mean if they got to the polling station and that equipment wasn't provided, there wouldn't be anything that they could do about it?
Yeah, so, you know, returning officers would only be required to do what's reasonable, rather than there being kind of one clear kind of expectation for what all polling stations should do. So this, you know, could potentially mean that a returning officer could decide that they don't think the provision of the tactile voting device, which is the current requirement by law, or other such equipment to enable an independent vote, is reasonable, and they don't need to provide it. And, you know, as a requirement is no longer to provide equipment to enable people to vote without any need for assistance, it's now, in the proposed legislation, it's only to provide equipment that is reasonable to enable or to make voting easier. And then additionally, taking out the wording to provide equipment to enable voting without any assistance means there is less clarity that blind and partially sighted people have the right to a secret and independent vote. So for all these reasons, we really view this as a huge step back.
Thank you for explaining that really clearly, Amy. And Sophie, we at RNIB are currently running a campaign to try and stop this. Can you tell us a little bit more about that campaign?
Yes. So the thing that we're really keen for people to do at the moment in the next few weeks is to speak to their MP directly. So we're asking people to contact their MP. MPs obviously are involved in making laws, and all MPs will get a chance to vote on this proposed law, we think, in early November. The way laws are made, it's currently being scrutinised by a committee of MPs. Then all MPs will get a vote in early November, and then the legislation goes to the House of Lords, and then there's another process in which it becomes a law. But this is the key moment at the moment to get MPs involved, and we need everyone to be sharing their experiences and sharing their passion and their concern for having that ability to vote independently in secret with their MPs. So MPs really understand how much this matters to their blind and partially sighted voters, of which there'll be so many in all constituencies. Yeah, what we're asking people to do, we've got an email form that they can fill in on the RNIB website. So that's at rnib.org.uk/voting. You can find a link to the e-action. You can send a quick message to your MP And then you'll probably get an automatic acknowledgement saying they've received it. And then you need to wait for your MP's office to reply. So you're asking them to have a meeting. We provided some wording around that. And MPs do get a lot of correspondence. So we, you know, you might not get an immediate response. You might need to ring them up or follow them up with another email. But hopefully MPs are going to be, you know, very willing to meet their constituents. It's very normal for MPs to meet their constituents in person, say on a Friday in their constituency in what's called surgery. But also because of the pandemic, a lot of things are happening online. It might be that they can offer an online meeting as well, if that's your preference.
And you're going to be running some sessions with RNIB to help people if they're going to meet their MP, is that right?
Yes, that's right. We've got everything people need on the website. So at that page I was talking about. But we've also got lots of tips we can talk people through in person. Because I understand for some people you might feel it's a new thing to do to meet your MP. You might want to know a bit more about this proposed legislation. You might also want to know a few tips. It's just very important to make sure you leave your MP with something to do. So we're asking all MPs to write to the minister responsible for this and to make their feelings known and to make it clear that their constituents are raising this as something they're really, really concerned about. So we've got lots of tips for people to hear, and we really want to support people to have those meetings and make them as effective as possible.
So if people do want a little bit of support before they go and meet their MP, where can they sign up for these sessions?
So when you take that email action on our website, as part of that action, you'll be taken to a page that offers you the opportunity to sign up for those sessions. So that is two sessions being held on Wednesday, the 29th of September, on the Wednesday. And there's a Saturday morning session on Saturday, the 2nd of October. You can tick a box to say that you'd be interested in receiving the details for those. Alternatively, you can email campaigns@rnib.org.uk and we'll pick that up as well.
Great, so thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.